Daily Good News, Volume 1. Preface. The writings of Ella J. Wagoner and Alonzo T. Jones have recently been discovered as a once-lost goldmine of almost incredible good news truth. Especially during recent years, thousands of readers, young and old, in many lands around the world, eagerly grasp for every book or article by these two authors that gets into print. As editors of the Signs of the Times in the last decade of the 19th century, they broke through centuries of foggy confusion into the pure sunlight of New Testament gospel concepts. On almost every page of their writings, one comes across refreshing insights of good news truth that make one's daily Christian walk more lighthearted and joyous. Totally unlike in disposition and personality, yet complementary in their ministry, Jones and Wagoner were in complete harmony in their understanding of the gospel. Their view of justification by faith, for example, was unique in that it transcended both Calvinism and Arminianism. They saw that by his sacrifice Christ did something for every man, woman, and child in the world. They saw how Scripture says that Christ is already the Savior of all men, that he has tasted death for every man, even the second death, that Christ died for the world, not only for the elect, that our sins and guilt have already been laid upon him. One has to resist and reject his ongoing grace in order to be lost. Their view of the gospel made Paul's letters to the Romans and the Galatians come alive. In fact, they saw good news on almost every page of the Bible. The cross of Christ is a revelation of a love that passes understanding. The one who believes and appreciates it is motivated henceforth to a life of unending happiness and devotion to Christ. This adds up to something astounding that thrills one's soul forever. It's easy to be saved, and it's hard to be lost, if you understand how good the good news is. The Lord is trying to get you into His kingdom, He is not trying to keep you out. Let Him do His work in your heart, don't beat Him off. Here are delicious morsels of daily good news. May you enjoy reading them as much as we have enjoyed compiling them. Glad Tidings Publishers. To the death of Christ we owe even this earthly life. The bread we eat is the purchase of His broken body. The water we drink is bought by His spiteful blood. Never one, saint or sinner, eats his daily food, but he is nourished by the body and the blood of Christ. The cross of Calvary is stamped on every foaf. It is reflected in every water spring.